It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, and it's time to welcome to the program Emily Miller, Washington Times senior editor of the opinion pages. Hello, Emily.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. We've got to talk guns because, let's face it, that's on the front burner right now. And I want you to update a story, if you can, about David Gregory. If you can, give me a little background on that and exactly what is happening now.
Well, as you know, Andy, 3.5 weeks ago, David Gregory, the anchor of Meet the Press, held up a 30-round magazine on the set of the show while he was interviewing Wayne LaPierre from the NRA to prove his point that the country should ban magazines that are over 10 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Before he did that, he called the police and asked if he could bring one of these into the city because they are illegal in D.C. The police said no, and he went ahead with it anyway. Well, obviously, you know, that would lead to a police investigation, and in all this time since, the police have not interviewed David Gregory, they've not done a search of his house, and they have continued just to say we're investigating. Now, that changed this morning when I got an email from Police Chief Kathy Lanier's spokeswoman saying that they had finished their investigation and that they were passing it off to the district's attorney general office.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. Personally, as I've, you know, I'm not a police officer, but I think it would be pretty easy to investigate looking at national TV and someone holding up something that's illegal.
Sure.
You know, I really don't know what they've been doing for 3.5 weeks, and I don't know why they haven't arrested him already.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. Why hasn't he been arrested? They have irrefutable proof. I mean, they've got the guy holding this thing up. They also know that he asked for permission and it was denied and he did it anyway. Go lock him up.
Do what they do to everyone else, even the law abiding who accidentally don't know that you can't bring magazines over 10 rounds into this city. What they do is they handcuff you, they book you in police, and leave you in a holding cell, you get out, and then you have to make a plea deal, and then you have to get on the gun offenders list. And that's what needs to happen in this case. And, you know, the police, I think, probably knowing that they're between a rock and a hard place, Chief Lanier doesn't want to get, you know, look bad on her to arrest this high-profile, wealthy anchor. But on the other hand, she doesn't want to highlight how stupid these laws are by arresting him for something that doesn't make any sense. So they just punted. They spent 3.5 weeks hoping it would disappear and people would forget. And, you know, the Washington Times refused to do that and stayed on the case. So now they're punting over to the Attorney General's office. I spoke to that office also this morning. Ted Guest is a spokesman, and he said they hope to have a decision one way or the other to prosecute by the end of this week. So we'll see. I mean, I'm not hopeful, but, you know, if there was justice and all these veterans I've profiled over time who have been arrested and jailed and have criminal records for the same crime, the same thing would happen to David Gregory.
Yeah, and that's why we have these gun laws, so that they can be enforced. Oh, maybe
barely.
Not. Maybe not in all cases.
No, I mean, it's two systems of justice. There's one for the elite and one for everybody else.
Yeah, it's true.
If it's you or me, Andy, I think they would have locked us straight up.
Oh,
my
God.
I know Lanier would lock me up if she could for any opportunity.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you and me both. You're right. All right, the White House goes after guns. I saw your piece in today's Washington Times. I guess Joe Biden will pretend to talk with gun owners going to talk with the NRA tomorrow. Is that kind of a, a token, a gesture thrown out there to the gun crowd? Because he really doesn't want to talk to those people, I'm sure.
That's true. This is all a complete fake out. Now, what happened, you know, since December 14th, when Obama announced that Joe Biden was going to take over this task force to figure out, quote, solutions to gun violence, as if there were solutions to stopping crazy evil people from doing crazy evil things, which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But say there were. He gave them to the end of January to find it. Well, all these weeks have gone by, and they've come up with a lot of radical ideas behind closed doors would completely upend the Second Amendment. And suddenly that started to get out, and then they suddenly invite the NRA to the table. But not so much to the task force table and not to the negotiating table. They just invited them in for a meeting. So that meeting is tomorrow. I think the NRA is very smart. They did not send Wayne LaPierre. They're not sending David Keene. They're not sending their top-level people because I think this is such a farce, although they didn't say that. They're sending James J. Brinkley, who is the head of their federal affairs. So he's their top lobbyist on that issue. So, you know, I think he said, the NRA spokesman said, well, we just want to hear what they have to say. I'm sure I'm sure Biden will not be listening to what they have to say. And one other group, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, which represents all the firearm and ammunition industries in the country, was also invited to come to that Thursday meeting. But the other people in the room are going to be the anti-gun groups and the so-called victims groups. And so there will be, as I'd like to say, outgunned in the meeting.
Yeah, yeah. Along with that theme, who's calling the shots behind the scene? I think you indicated it could be people like Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, definitely. Michael Bloomberg, you know, it's been reported now that he is being consulted constantly by the White House on anything this task force decides. And, you know, Michael Bloomberg, who self-appointed himself the number one gun control advocate in the country, has billions of dollars to back it up, and he's using it. He's now running, yesterday he started running an ad to exploit the second anniversary of Gabby Giffords' shooting, in which he interviews this poor mother who's lost her child at the Sandy Hook Elementary School, who says, you know, to the camera, "We need a plan. When is our government going to give us a plan to stop gun violence?" And, you know, there's no specifics listed. What Bloomberg, though, wants is he wants a lot of things. Like, he wants the so-called assault weapons ban return, which, as you and I know, did not work for 10 years, did not reduce crime in 10 years, and all it does is just affect cosmetic appearances. He wants so-called high-capacity magazines, which is any over 10 rounds banned. He wants to close the so-called gun show loophole so that any private sale, say between you and me, between a gun, we'd have to go through the government so they could track it. You know, he's got all these radical ideas, but he's throwing his money in these ads, and this ad is just atrocious. He's only running it in places, markets that have had mass shootings. So it's in Colorado, it's in Virginia, it's in Milwaukee. And then, of course, in D.C., so the politicians see it.
Yeah. But there's evidence that the great majority of Americans really don't want more gun control laws. They just want the existing laws enforced.
It's true. I mean, polls, even since Sandy Hook, where things, you know, people expected a lot of change, they know, you know, American people are smart, plus half of them are gun owners. And they know that guns, the higher gun rates lead to less crime. Higher carry rates lead to less crime. I mean, these are just known facts, and they don't want to get caught up in this hysteria or this sort of liberal mindset that guns are the problem. So, you know, what really is the fearful thing, though, is that the White House is completely ignoring the public on this, is completely ignoring the facts of the case and talking about using executive action to do things and, I mean, some really radical changes. And, you know, I talked to David Keene, who's the president of the NRA, yesterday, and he said he's, you know, of all times, the anti-Second Amendment crowd is the most powerful that it has ever been. It knows it has this one opportunity right now to get the things they've always wanted to do, and they're putting all their money, all their time, all their political power behind it. So if there's any time where, you know, gun control efforts could get legitimized through the federal government, it's right now.
Yeah, and last night on MSNBC, Ed Schultz claimed that the Constitution is an archaic document and it's about time that we change the Second Amendment. And even Joe Scarborough made mention of it on Morning Joe this morning on MSNBC, you know, that this document perhaps isn't what it once was.
It's, you know, it's really shocking to me, and, you know, it's very disappointing as an American to hear high-profile people saying that, you know, and maybe they do it for ratings like Piers Morgan's doing on CNN, you know, and it's just, you know, the American people believe wholeheartedly in the Constitution, in the Second Amendment, and they understand our founding fathers put the Second Amendment in not to go hunting and not to go duck shooting or target shooting. They put it in so that we could resist government tyranny, which is why it exists. And that's the bigger picture here, is we've got a federal government and a president, you know, backed by a billionaire in New York, who is trying to take guns away from law-abiding people and put more power in the hands of the federal government. And that was the exact reason the Second Amendment exists.
Yep. All right, Emily, keep up the good fight. Let me know if you hear any more on that David Gregory thing, will you?
I will. Jeez, I want to see that man in handcuffs.
I know. So do I. All right, let's hope, okay?
Okay. Have a good day.
Thanks, Emily. Bye-bye. Emily Miller, senior editor of the opinion pages here at the Washington Times. 4:27, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Stay tuned.